And we're talking this morning about internet addiction. Heard it all over the news the last week. People, it's, I think it said 1 out of 10 people have true internet dependency, where they have to sit and stare at the internet all day, constantly checking their email, their stock portfolio. I don't know too many friends who are checking their stock portfolio.
Because you're not old enough.
I guess not. And I don't have rich enough friends, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
None of them have a pool.
They don't?
No. Isn't that amazing?
Mine do either.
Yeah. So, do you know anybody like this who actually has a problem with the internet? They're talking about physical withdrawal from it if you go away from it for a while. Physical and emotional withdrawal. I guess emotional withdrawal would be more acceptable than physical, wouldn't it?
They're both pretty silly.
What, you start, like, getting boils on you or something? You break out in hives if you haven't been on the internet for a while?
Your hair falls out in clumps.
Yeah, you know anyone like this? Maybe you are one yourself. 539-9750 or 238-0975. That's killer on the vacuum cleaner, too.
What?
Vacuuming up those clumps of hair lying around the house.
Is it?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I haven't vacuumed up giant hairballs in a while, but when I do, it's a challenge. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a cousin and a friend, and it's retarded because, like, every time I call them or whatever to do something, they're like, oh, I'm on the computer. I'm just like, what are you doing? Looking up on the internet. I'm just like, oh my gosh, get off there. And they're like, no, I'm busy. I can't. I'm checking my email. I'm like, that's important, right? You know?
It's really as simple as them checking their email. It's not anything more, you know, interactive than that. It's not like gambling or anything.
No, it's just like checking their email and just talking to their friends, like MSN and all that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And like, when I'm on the phone, it goes like, you know, like all these people like start popping up or whatever.
Yeah,
like really retarded. And they're like, "Oh, Billy's on the line. Oh, Bob and Frank. Oh, gotta go." I was just like, "What the heck? You guys don't want to go to a movie or anything?" And they're like, "Oh no, talking. Bye."
Damn those Billy, Bob, and Franks. They're always up to no good. You know what? When I was in high school, that's when like Instant Messenger first came out. When AOL did, like early on, and. We used to, people would be on it at night and everything and talk to other people at school and whatnot. And after a while, we all just burned out on it all at once. We're like, this sucks. You know?
No, I'm burned out on it too. I used to do it just a little bit, not extensively as my friends do, but it's just amazing how addicted they get onto it. Like, the second they get home from work or school or anything, it's just like they get right on.
Yeah.
And it's just like, don't call me or nothing, you know? or anybody else, for that matter.
They should just go ahead and change their cell phone message to, I'm probably on the computer right now. Leave a message and someday I'll catch up with you.
Yeah, really. That'd be great.